This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A former employee at the University of Vermont is suing the school, claiming she was paid less than her male counterparts because of her gender. The university's student newspaper, The Cynic, recently broke this story, and reporter Kelsey Neubauer joins us now for our Friday regional report to tell us the details. Kelsey, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
So first, who's bringing this lawsuit against UVM, and what does the suit allege?
Cynthia Reuscher, she was a former employee at UVM, and it basically just alleges that she was paid unequally to her male counterparts. And, of course, this is all according to the lawsuit that we obtained recently.
When was Cynthia Reuscher employed at the school? What did she do for UVM?
She was employed in February of 2001, and she basically worked in the IT department, and she was a project analyst, so that's what she did.
You report in your article that she was let go in April due to budget cuts at the university. What is the university saying about her allegations of violating the equal pay law?
They strongly deny the allegations.
It was interesting how this story came about. I understand the Cynic broke the story going through documents from Vermont Superior Court. Can you tell us how that came about?
My managing editor, Jacob Holzman, went to the court and just asked, do you have any open lawsuits? And we found this lawsuit, and he brought it to me and asked me to talk to people and report on it, and I did. And so, yeah, that was the process.
The Cynic's report also talks about the lawsuit alleging that Reuscher experienced, quote, disparities in pay, title, and training opportunities. Are those alleged disparities detailed at all in the documents?
Yeah, they were basically, according to the lawsuit, that Cynthia was not offered all of the trainings that her male counterparts were offered. The lawsuit also states, according to UVM, that these were denied, that everyone was offered these trainings, and particular trainings weren't applicable to her job as project analyst. So we're basically stating that either it was offered to everyone, it was an equal, balanced opportunity, or it wasn't applicable to her job.
There's another interesting claim that she makes, that she suffered illegal retaliation when she complained of the alleged denied access to training opportunities. Are the details of that alleged retaliation revealed at all in the documents?
I'm not going to talk about that because just if we don't have comment from either side about that right now, and I just don't want to get my facts wrong. So I'm not going to discuss the retaliation claims.
That may be something that comes out, though, when the case goes to trial, I imagine.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And this is, in the early stages, we're going to be covering the whole entire trial. And we don't know exactly what happened right now. And this article was about breaking the lawsuit and just saying, hey, telling the public that this is happening. There is a lawsuit.
Well, your article also has some interesting details about UVM and its procedures for grievances when employees have grievances against the school. I found it interesting that, according to UVM, situations in which a person is being discriminated against for their sex is, quote, expressly excluded from their grievance process. Does that mean that there is no procedure to address sex discrimination at UVM?
No. So it goes through another part of UVM. This is according to what UVM has online. So that would go through local and national organizations that defend discrimination victims and make sure that laws are in place and enforce those laws. So the grievance policy, specifically gender discrimination, is excluded, but there is a process in which one can go through if they think they're being discriminated against.
Now, we do know that the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, did an investigation. They were sent to UVM to look into Reuscher's claims in 2014.
Yeah.
Do we know what that particular investigation found in 2014?
We do not. We have reached out to the EEOC investigator, and she has not commented at this time. We will continue to reach out and get that information. But yeah, as of right now, we don't have the investigation file. We only have court documents and specific documents from UVM.
And when is this case scheduled to go to trial, Kelsey?
Right now, they're in mitigation. And it will have a trial date by June 1st, 2016, but we don't know when that time period it will be happening right now.
And as you say, the Vermont Cynic will be following that case as it goes forward. Kelsey Neubauer is a reporter for the Vermont Cynic newspaper. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.